Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. I was reading a devotional by disciples.org and decided over the next few weeks to focus on discerning God's will. As we focus on discerning God's will, let us adopt the SOAP method. The SOAP method is about searching Scripture, observation of Scripture, application of Scripture, and prayerful obedience to Scripture. I'll say it again. S is searching Scripture. O is observation of Scripture. A is application of Scripture. P is prayerful obedience to Scripture. So let's adopt the SOAP method of discerning God's will. When seeking God's will, it is important to make decisions and choices that align with His will. When seeking His will, we don't want to make plans and then ask Him to bless our plans. We make plans based on His word, His direction, His will, and His plans rather than our own plans. His word is Scripture. His direction is what He is saying in Scripture and observing what He is saying in the Scripture. His will is for us to apply Scripture to our lives and yield in prayerful obedience. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." When we make plans, we might be on the wrong path. God may be trying to get our attention to direct us to the path of His choice and His timing. Just as Jesus was dependent upon His Heavenly Father 100% of the time, I am totally dependent on the Lord 100% of the time. At least that's what I want to be. I hope that each and every one of us chooses to be dependent upon our Heavenly Father 100% of the time, not appearing outwardly to show that we are followers of Jesus, but actually following Jesus. Colossians 1 verses 9 through 10 says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." A person wanting the Lord to direct them in the area of finances may want to ask God before purchasing a new home, "Is this the right time? Do I really need this home? Does it provide a need rather than a desire? Is this the neighborhood the Lord is calling me to? Is this house useful in outreach such as life groups, women's ministries, singles ministries, etc.? Will the decisions that I make cause me to be burdened and overloaded, or will I experience freedom and rest? So when choosing to purchase this home, I need to consider all these things. I need to abide in Christ Jesus and allow Him to lead me in the way that may be most beneficial for me, or that is most beneficial to me. And as I abide in Christ Jesus, He will lead me in ways that may be new and even appear scary. But as I trust God's character, I will conclude that He really does have my best interest at heart, and I will really like the life that He has planned for me." Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, as I yield to You completely guide all my decisions and help me to be honest as I wait on you. Help me to lean on you and trust in you. Help me to read scripture. Help me to observe what the scripture is saying. Help me to apply the scripture and help me to respond in prayerful obedience to the scriptures. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.